The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
Savings are being made on the levy for household energy bills, but those savings are going to be swallowed up as suppliers hike up their prices. Host of the Home Show on News Talk and journalist with the Irish Independent, Sinead Ryan, has the details. Morning, Sinead.
Morning.
Can you explain this? Because this is one of those where everything looks positive and then takes a swerve. The levy that the government puts on because of to fund renewables is being decreased, but that's not good news.
Well, it's not really good news, because when the Commission for Utility Regulation, the regulator, sets the cost of the levy, that's actually unavoidable. It's a fixed cost on every single electricity bill. It sets it every year. But it's a subsidy to prepare for green and renewable electricity. The problem is that when the prices are rising, wholesale electricity prices, oil prices are on the up, companies don't need the subsidy as much, so the levy gets reduced. But conversely, when prices are plummeting, the levy gets hiked. So it's a lose-lose for customers, whichever way you look at it.
So let me get this straight. There is a certain amount that the companies have to pay to subsidise the non-profitable side of the sector, which is the renewables. And if they're flush with cash, they can pay for it off their own balance sheet. But if they're not, we all have to chip in. Is that it?
Indeed, that's exactly it, Anton. And what happened last year was, of course, we saw oil prices plummeting last year because people weren't flying anywhere. We weren't using as much oil as possible. And as a result, the subsidy, the levy charged for green renewables, hiked up to €88. Now, that's one of the highest it's ever been. So to see it dropping now, which will happen in the coming months, to €59 looks like a huge saving, but actually it's just going back to where it had been before.
That €88, is that charged as a flat fee once you have an electricity connection, or in some way is that made pro rata depending on the scale of your bill?
No, it's a fixed cost, and it doesn't really matter what your customer is like, how much electricity they use, or what kind of household they have. So it's unavoidable, and really there's nothing that consumers can do about that PSO levy. It'll just appear on their bill. There's VAT charged on it, which makes it even worse, and it's just something we can't avoid. Now, in the long term, the hope is that all of those little €88 or €59 will add up. More electricity will be generated from renewable sources, and that in the long run will be cheaper. And in fact, we are using more renewable resources than we ever have before. There's a 2030 target, there's a 2040 target. We are getting there, but I mean, we are paying for it in the meantime.
Well, it was very interesting. There was a contributor on News Talk Business this morning who was looking at, the discussion was about diversification of financial portfolios. And one of his recommendations was uranium, because in his expert view, there was no way globally renewables would be able to deliver on the vast need that there is. And the only halfway clean power is nuclear. And therefore, they're taking a big financial bet on uranium.
Well, certainly in terms of the nuclear, that has been a long-standing conversation here ever since the 1970s. But the rise in oil prices is being blamed on this occasion, partly because we're back living lives, we're back using cars, we're using aeroplanes and all that kind of thing. There has been a huge lack of investment in the sector. And remember, we get an awful lot of our energy resources from abroad. We don't get a choice there. And that's adding to the cost. There was a lot of coal and gas plants which were shut down during COVID. And now are requiring maintenance. So there's kind of like a lag in all the stuff that happened last year being impacted on this year's prices. We've seen at least 5 energy companies hike their prices, some of them 2 or 3 times in the last year. And, you know, there's huge competition in this market. I mean, you're looking at 11 or 12 companies. So normally the consumer would be guaranteed choice and options there. But we're going to see average prices go up, according to bonkers.ie, by about €300 a year as a result of the price hike.
And as case in point, SSE Airtricity is one of those. They've said that they're going to raise their prices by 10% from September. But of course, they're one of the ones who already raised back, I think, in April, didn't they?
Indeed, yes. SSE or Tristy, Panda Power and Pinergy both announced in the last couple of weeks they're going to raise prices. Electric Ireland, Bord Gáis Energy did so before now. So the PSO levy is a little bit of a sideshow because it comes around this time every year. It's up, it's down, but really it's just in ratio to where fuel prices are. So it's kind of... I suppose a kind of a distraction for people. It's going to cost them less, it's going to cost more. Actually, it's not really going to make a difference of itself. And the best thing people can do, because we're all working, still working from home, there's no sign of going back to offices in any wholesale way. So that means electricity, gas, heating, all that is going to be on used more during the autumn and during the winter. The only thing I would say to people, look, these companies are all... trying to get new customers in, and that's really important for them. If you find you're on the standard tariff, the word standard really means the highest, the top, get off it, right? There's no such thing as standard. It's the most you can pay. And anyone who's out of contract will automatically be put back onto that. So switch, move, walk with your feet, find another company, take all the gimmicks on offer, the discounts for going on off direct debit, the cash back stuff, all the bribes, take them all. And that's really the only way.
Are there any, you know, the way whenever we talk about health insurance, you always hear the thing of, look, the big corporates have super plan X1A, and if you can discover that it exists, you too can ask for it. Are there any tricks like that with electricity, or do you just shop around and shop around?
I would definitely, well, it's not that there's any huge, there's not one company doing something different to everybody else. Remember, all of the companies, all 11 suppliers are getting their, the vast bulk of their fuel from abroad. And we're talking about places in Europe, we're talking about coming through the UK, there's a Brexit issue, there's coming from Russia, all this type of stuff. There's nothing we can do about that. However, from time to time, they do want to get ahead of their competitors in the market, and they will offer all kinds of incentives to people to move across. I would kind of say to people, look, sign up for the year by all means, but then put it in your phone diary, and when the year comes around, be prepared to switch again. There is zero loyalty. There is nothing to be gained from staying with the same company year after year in this market particularly. So that is the best thing you can do. Switcher.ie, Bonkers.ie, Choosy.ie, all of those will run the comparisons for you. And it's a really, really good idea. It takes about 5 minutes.
What's your recommendation on whether or not you bundle? Because a lot of the companies, if you happen to be a gas customer, will give you both gas and electricity together. Are you better to try getting that little wholesale deal, or do them both separately?
It depends. It depends on your household. It depends how much of each you're using. Of course, not everybody has gas. But if you can bundle it, it's worth looking and doing the comparison. Now, most of the switcher websites will let you make that distinction. So you can go into electricity only, gas only, or a bundle package and have a look. And they will tell you, look, you're better off, let's say, with your electricity from Electric Ireland, your gas from Bord Gáis, or bundled the whole lot with Panda. And they will work out those comparisons for you. It's a good idea because people get confused when the bills come in. There's so many acronyms on it. If you have your bill at hand, or you ring up your existing provider and say, look, tell me exactly how many kilowatts I used last year. And that will give you an idea of what you're looking at. Because, I mean, who knows what a kilowatt is? Who cares? You know, I mean, you need to know how much it's going to cost you. So from that perspective, get that information, go on these websites, have a look around, and then move.
Can you explain one bit of all this? All of the thing about the levy makes sense. All of the increase in oil price makes sense. If you are buying your electricity from a company which relies on oil or coal-fired generation to create some aspect of the power that you're selling you. But I understand that there are companies who undertake to just sell you renewable power. So how come their prices are going up as well?
You see, I don't buy that, Anton. I mean, you will get that. You'll get companies saying, oh, this is our green energy package and our green renewable deal and all that kind of stuff. Like, the truth of it is that all of the energy we buy, renewables and fossil, goes into the national grid. And all that's happening is these companies are simply buying from the national grid. Yes, a percentage of it is green, renewable wind or solar energy. Of course it is. But there's a big chunk of it that isn't, because it can't be. So you're quite right. The prices are going up because the price is the price. So the only saving really that can be made is in volume, in bulk, but then you're going to pay more for the use, or in trying to cobble together some kind of discounts or deals with it.
Finally, what about if it is supply and demand and you can't affect the cost of the supply, what about your demand? Is there any value to be done in going around and swapping out every light bulb and making sure that every heater is turned down, or does it just not add up?
No, it does. And that's a really, really important thing that people can do. So, for instance, let's say you are putting on a washing load. 90% of the cost of that load, it goes in heating the water. That's the single biggest factor. So if you don't boil things at 90 degrees, but you reduce it to 15 or 20, 30 degrees and spend your money on maybe a better detergent, you are absolutely going to save every time. He knows households now, they have a wash on every single day, sometimes twice a day when the schools go back. So there's huge savings to be made on temperature. When you're boiling the kettle, I know it sounds simple, but just boil the amount of water you need. There's no point in boiling it. And we have this habit in Ireland of, even if it's just gone off the boil, we boil it again just to be sure it's going to be.
Well, you don't want to risk bad tea, Sinead. You know, there's limits.
Exactly. There's limits of that. We have standards. But it's little things like that that make a massive difference. There's lots of retrofitting projects with grants available for people who do have a little bit of money to spend in insulation, windows, all that kind of thing. That is worth looking at, because a lot of the new houses that are being built, and this is one of the problems, ironically, with these prices going up, because all the brand new houses that are being built are super insulated, they're A-rated, and the money that is generated for the electricity and gas companies is virtually nothing. So they're charging the rest of us who have older houses for the amount of energy we're using. So retrofitting is a big, big step you can take. But there are lots of little things that we can do at home just to use less energy. Certainly, yes, do the light bulbs and put down your kind of draft excluders and wear the jumper and all that. But really, it's the little
and surrender yourself to a life of kind of bad tea. Sinead, thank you so much. That's Sinead Ryan, host of The Home Show on News Talk and journalist with the Irish Independent.